All right. Item number 12. 11, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the Community Recovery Services 1950I State Plan Home and Community-Based Services Medicaid Benefit. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. This is just a continuation of information that was presented at the March board meeting to provide the Health and Human Needs Committee with some additional information on the programmatic kind of implementation of CRS on a statewide basis. As you remember from March, we were waiting for the state to submit the state plan amendment to have Milwaukee County's name be part of the 1937 benchmark plan. The Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services have since sent the state plan amendment back to the Department of Health Services and asked them to resubmit it and then change their cost reporting. Well, changing the cost reporting mechanism for Medicaid programs in the state is going to take an incredible long period of time. So Milwaukee County is already certified as a 1915I CRS county and could offer this benefit at any given time. And one of the concerns when this was first presented to Health and Human Needs back in 2010 was the challenge of administering an entitlement program.
There you go.
Well,
hopefully
I can give you some additional information, Supervisor Mayo. Just realistically, we are already administering an entitlement program, and that's CSP, our Community Support Program, is an entitlement program. Probably one of the biggest differences between CSP and this respective benefit is that CSP is an involuntary benefit. And what that means is that you could be court-ordered to participate in a CSP. One of our CSPs is Wisconsin Community Services, or WCS, and they have like a clinic-based CSP in which they specifically work with individuals who are actually court-ordered to participate in that service. They are court-ordered for participation, for, medication management, and a variety of other services. CRS, as a comparison, is a voluntary benefit. So clients actually have to raise their hand or say, to their case manager or someone, that is a program that I select to participate in. I think the one thing about CRS also is it is a co-participation benefit in which individuals that are delivered the services that they request are already engaged in services that the county is providing. So they are already participating in a CSP. They're already participating in one of our targeted case management programs, or they're already residing in one of our CBRFs or an adult family home. And one of the attachments to this informational report provides some data from CRS's inception through September, the third quarter of last year. And it basically shows that over the two-year period of time, there are 16 counties, 17 service delivery areas, but 16 counties across the state that are actually delivering the CRS Medicaid benefit. There were 267 individuals over a two-year period of time that participated in this service. Currently, there's 210 active participants, consumers that are participating in CRS. Of the benefits, there are only three respective services that can be provided through CRS. One is a benefit that's called Community Living Support Services, and it's truly a benefit for individuals who are residing in a CBRF or in an adult family home who are actually looking to move into their own independent living situation. So that benefit could be delivered on a per diem basis, so you pay the daily cost, or it can be delivered like sporadic as an individual transitions out of a CBRF. And let's say, for example, they move to a supported apartment. They can continue to receive services through some of the formal support systems to help them work on like activities of daily living and continue to work on that individualized service plan to help them reside in their own independent living situation. The thing about entitlement programs is, yes, the county is obligated to provide the services that the client actually says, I want. But we are also entitled to receive a reimbursement of up to 55% for what the county is actually paying. So entitlement is actually twofold. The way that the counties that have participated in CRS have rolled out this benefit is that all 16 of the counties first began to deliver the community living support services or the residential benefit to be able to build up a revenue base to offer the other services. The other two services that are available through CRS, one is an employment service, which is called supported employment, or it uses an evidence-based model, which is individualized placement and support. And it helps place individuals with a severe and persistent mental illness into competitive employment. And then the next one is actually funding a provider, which is the use of peers as providers to be able to assist individuals as they are, you know, truly moving towards a path of recovery. So I think a few of the concerns that Health and Human Needs had brought forward in the past was if we offer this benefit, we will see a high influx of Medicaid population. One, the counties that are actually delivering this benefit, when we surveyed them, have not seen an increase in their Medicaid population, and that is because CRS is a co-participation benefit. They can only offer it to individuals that are currently residing in the county, but then also that are currently participating in their programming. And second is that individuals from outside, you know, their current service delivery area would actually move to the county to participate. And counties that are delivering this benefit have seen no increase in individuals who actually move to those respective counties to sign up for this benefit. And again, a lot of it is because it's a co-participation benefit, so they have to really be existing within the service delivery system. The same would apply in Milwaukee County if we would ever offer this benefit. No one actually comes to intake and says, you know, sign me up for CRS. They actually have to be participating in another benefit. So this is just to give Health and Human Needs some additional information regarding kind of the how do you actually operationalize this respective benefit if we would offer it in Milwaukee County. It is the desire of the Behavioral Health Division to provide you some additional information in June. I know it's reflected in here that we would do it in May to really lay out a fiscal picture as to what it would actually cost for not only the implementation of this program, but the potential, you know, revenues related to savings that we could actually receive from services that are currently being paid for out of tax levy. And it is our desire to present that information to the Health and Human Needs Committee at the June meeting.
Thank you very much. Questions from committee?
I'm going to wait until next week.
Okay. Any other questions?